news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Shocking no one, but surprising us nonetheless, Donald Trump said in an interview that aired Wednesday that he might take help from a foreign government offering information on a 2020 opponent. Trump made the comment to ABC's George Stephanopoulos while discussing why his son, Donald Trump Jr., didn't go to the FBI after he spoke with a Russian lawyer at Trump Tower during the 2016 presidential election. Here's how it unfolded.
And then the report comes out, and they didn't even say, they hardly even talked about it.
Should he have gone to the FBI when he got that email?
Okay, let's put yourself in a position. You're a congressman. Somebody comes up and says, hey, I have information on your opponent. Do you call the FBI?
I'll tell you what,
I've seen a lot of things over my life. I don't think in my whole life I've ever called the FBI. In my whole life. You don't call the FBI. You throw somebody out of your office, you do whatever
you do. Al Gore got a stolen briefing book. He called the FBI.
Well, that's different, a stolen briefing book. This isn't a stolen. This is somebody that said, we have information on your opponent. Oh, let me call the FBI. Give me a break. Life doesn't work that way.
The FBI director says that's what should happen.
The FBI director is wrong.
Your campaign this time around, if foreigners, if Russia, if China, if someone else offers you information on an opponent, should they accept it or should they call the FBI?
I think maybe you do both. I think you might want to listen. There's nothing wrong with listening. If somebody called from a country, Norway, we have information on your opponent. Oh, I think I'd want to hear it.
You want that kind of interference in our elections?
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it. If I thought there was something wrong, I'd go maybe to the FBI if I thought there was something wrong. But when somebody comes up with OPPO research, right? They come up with OPPO research. Oh, let's call the FBI. The FBI doesn't have enough agents to take care of it. But you go and talk honestly to congressmen. They all do it. They always have. And that's the way it is. It's called OPPO research.
As of press time Thursday morning, Republicans have been silent on Trump's latest treasonous statement. Donald Trump Jr. told Senate investigators on Wednesday that he did not inform his father at the time about a June 2016 meeting with a Russian lawyer promising, quote, dirt on Hillary Clinton, and that he was not kept abreast of negotiations over a proposed real estate project in Moscow. This according to a person familiar with his testimony. The battle of the branches of government raged on Wednesday over the administration's controversial decision to add a question about citizenship to the 2020 census. The Supreme Court should announce its decision before the end of the month, but in the meantime, neither side has been patiently waiting for it. First, Donald Trump asserted executive privilege to block Congress's access to documents about how the citizenship question was added to the 2020 census. Then, the House Oversight and Reform Committee voted to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt of Congress for defying the panel's subpoenas for information about that decision. Ross had told Congress that the question was intended to help enforce the Voting Rights Act, which is utter nonsense. Hope Hicks, a former longtime confidant of Donald Trump's, will testify behind closed doors before the House Judiciary Committee, this according to Chairman Jerry Nadler, with a transcript of her testimony to be released shortly thereafter. Hicks, who served as a top aide to Trump's presidential campaign and in the White House, will answer lawmakers' questions next Wednesday. There's some breaking news Thursday morning. The House Intelligence Committee has issued subpoenas for National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and former Deputy Trump Campaign Chairman Rick Gates, two of former Special Counsel Robert Mueller's most important cooperators. Committee Chairman Adam Schiff said the two men, quote, refused to fully cooperate with Congress. Senator Bernie Sanders delivered a major address about the historic role of democratic socialism in America's battles to defeat oligarchy and right-wing nationalism. Just as Franklin Roosevelt's democratic socialist program helped defeat rising authoritarianism in the aftermath of the Great Depression, Sanders called on America to reject Donald Trump's xenophobic and authoritarian policies. He instead offered his vision to complete the unfinished business of the New Deal and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. by guaranteeing basic economic rights for all people.
Many in the establishment would like the American people to submit to the tyranny of oligarchs, multinational corporations, Wall Street banks, and billionaires. It is time, and in fact, time long overdue, for the American people to stand up and fight for their right to freedom, human dignity, and security. And that is the core of what my politics and what this campaign is all about. In 1944, FDR proposed an economic bill of rights, but he died a year later and was never able to fulfill that vision. Our job, 75 years later, is to complete what Roosevelt started. And that is why today I am proposing a 21st century economic bill of rights.
And that's just a bit of What's News for Now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.